Native American tribes were the first to settle in western Pennsylvania. The names they gave rivers and towns are still here today, but many leaders of these tribes have been forgotten. As part of our series on women in Pittsburgh history, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley profiles Nan Halima, a Shawnee warrior and peacemaker.
In 2006, the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma did something new. It elected a female chief. Glenna J. Wallace became the first woman to hold the prestigious position. She represents her people in public appearances, passes down traditions, and maintains cultural customs. But the Shawnee tribe is no stranger to female leadership.
We had a peace council. The peace council was always made up of females, and there was always a leader of the peace council.
Before Shawnee men declared war or went to battle, they had to go before the peace council to explain why they needed to fight.
And the peace council had to give approval for that.
Wallace says women managed the food supply, so they could decide if going to battle was a shrewd idea. Also, she says, they were generally more level-headed than their male counterparts.
They knew that they should never be going to war just to be gaining recognition. There had to be a valid reason.
Nan Halima was the leader of such a peace council. Born around 1718, she spent her early life in western Pennsylvania. She was the sister of Cornstalk, a prominent Shawnee leader. Pressured by expanding white settlement, the tribe moved to eastern Ohio near the Sippo Creek. Carolyn Seitz works at the historic house Mount Oval near that creek in what's now Pickaway County.
On the north side of Sippo Creek was Cornstalk's camp. And on the south side of this creek, and it's a small creek, was her land.
Nan Halima was well respected in her tribe. She'd earned the nickname Grenadier Squaw by white traders who called the strongest soldiers grenadiers. She was also extremely tall. Many accounts have her standing at least 6 foot six. And she was a fierce warrior.
So when it came time and they had to do battles, she was right up there with her brothers.
But Nan Halima knew her tribe's survival depended on keeping the peace. When the American Revolution began, she and Cornstalk tried to maintain neutrality among the Shawnee. Other Shawnee tribes had backed the British, but Nan Halima favored the Americans. Historical writer Joan Hostetler tells the story of when her brother traveled to Fort Randolph in West Virginia to negotiate with the Americans. He had gone to be diplomatic, but while he was there, some other group of Native Americans killed a soldier. The Fort Randolph Americans attacked Cornstalk, killing him.
I can't imagine when she came back to the fort and discovered what happened. But you know something? She never wavered in her support for the Americans.
Nan Halima served as a translator for the Americans. She married several times and had children with Colonel Alexander McKee, whose land would go on to become McKee's Rocks Borough, as well as Richard Butler, who would have a city, street, and county named after him. For her service to the new American government, Carolyn Seitz says Nan Halima petitioned for a plot of her own land. She'd been kicked out of her own tribe for helping the white man.
But instead, the Congress gave her a pension of daily rations and an annual allotment of blankets and clothing.
She was a firm believer in keeping promises and maintaining treaties with settlers, and did so to protect her tribe. But her devotion to both the Shawnee and the United States went unrecognized at the time. Finally, in 1978, Logan Elm State Park in Ohio, about 3.5 hours from Pittsburgh, placed a monument for her legacy. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.